Commissioner Harmon, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke, and good morning to all folks listening in.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time as always, and a monthly update from the commission, and sounds like some changes in hours coming to both the Star Valley and Kemmer landfills. Tell us about it.
Well, what we do, we've had some employees at Kemmer and Plain Transfer Station test positive and get ill from coronavirus. To give us a short crew, we're trying to offset that with help from the road and bridge, but we have to change some of the landfill hours. I know Mary has tried to get that word out to all the contractors and most of the folks. If you're going to the landfill, the transfer station in Thane, it'd be a good idea to call the number 307-883-4667 or 307-877-2095 for information further. We do have a couple of individuals that are pretty ill that work there.
Okay. All right. So, but are the hours just shortened as far as how many hours per day they're open? Are they still open 6 days a week? Or does that fluctuate?
Both are changing, particularly through this week because of Thanksgiving. It'd be good for them to check before they go because depending on how many people become ill, it could change each day.
We're speaking again this morning with Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon today and those changes to the landfill hours in both Star Valley and Kemmer. And so a good idea to call ahead to make sure they're open before you go. You know, speaking of COVID, Commissioner, we have you on the phone, so we need to ask about the mask mandate, which was put in by Public Health, Lincoln County, and then approved by the State Public Health Office. And the commission, of course, releasing a statement on that, which we've had on the air. But talk us through that process a little and mention that statement and summarize it for us. I know that you guys were hoping it was going to be a recommendation. Didn't happen that way. So just tell us a little bit about how this works and how the commission was kept in the loop.
Well, I feel like we were left out of the loop and when we should have been in the loop. And when I stated that we should have a recommendation, that was bypassed and we got what we've got, a mask order. That points out that just some of the antiquated statutes that we have in Wyoming in the case of pandemic are fairly old and antiquated and they need to be changed. I know Senator Dockstetter and Representative Simpson are working on some bills that would help that in a way that we think would satisfy it. Even though we recommended that and we didn't get it, we're still recommending people social distance and care for others and have respect and common sense, particularly when you're around high-risk individuals.
Again, Jerry Harmon, Lincoln County Commissioner, joining us in studio this morning. Maybe switching gears a little here, Commissioner, just give us an update on where things are looking for the county financially. We did have Kent Conley on last month, and he kind of gave us the economic outlook, which things were still looking bleak, hadn't changed much, of course, with everything that's going on. But when it comes to natural resources in the county and working to, you know, of course, keep a balanced budget, what's the very latest on where things are at with Lincoln?
Well, we've got a temporary supervisor at the Forest Service level. We met with him, and I think there are some programs coming together where we'll see some multiple use come back into adherence on the Forest Service. As far as the coal and natural gas is concerned, it's down right now, but we are on one optimistic front, meeting with three or four companies that have ideas that they would like to show to us and maybe come in and use coal for other aspects other than just power. But that'll have to remain to be seen. We do have people interested in the power plant in Kemmer, and we'll be meeting with them down the road also.
Commissioner, you mentioned Forest Service and multi-use there. I know that you've been integral in as far as getting logging back in the Bridger-Teton in Lincoln County. So are you talking expanding more of that or maybe expand more on the multi-use for the National Forests?
Both logging, timber removal, forest health, but also recreational opportunities that will be forthcoming and access to is going to be a big deal when it comes to recreation for us.
Commissioner Jerry Harmon with us live over the phone today. Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
Well, I know a lot of people are upset over this mask issue, and I'd just like to say to them that I know Dr. Krell and Patrice Baker, Jay Hogus, and Stephen Malik all working for us are putting in an inordinate amount of time. Dr. Krell and his wife both tested positive recently. They're in quarantine. These people are at risk every day. We appreciate them. I got an email yesterday. Somebody wanted me to fire some of them. We're not going to do that. We are going to try to change some of the statutes so that we can work with them rather than against them.
All right. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon with us live over the phone today. Commissioner, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.